Blog Talk Radio.
No, I will be doing that.
Hakeem.
Bob.
Jay Jers. Dream Team. Big Chips. Lyrically gifted, I keep your mind twisted. Spoken word poetry, I keep your heart lifted. Universal bound, I travel across the stars. Landed on Earth, I travel that far. Back in existence, since my time of birth. My soul is timeless, I know my true worth. Open up a book, I really endure. Take it off the shelf, study some more. Summarize the facts, kick it on the track. Vibrate wisdom, count to a stack. Lesson now learned, you got money to burn. Take it to the bank, it's the wealth you earn. Treat it to the poor and live in your soul. Strive in life if you want much more. Push down the gym, pick up the pen. Free from the pen, 5 plus 10.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars. From the lands of the king, we could conquer all. But without education, we ain't going that far. United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars. From the lands of the king, we could conquer all. But without education, we ain't going that far.
My third eye's awoken, I see the skies open. Knowledge of self, encourage words of focus. Youngin' in the game, but the world's so explosive. And I don't watch TV, the message so corrupt. Roasting, never exit to the brain, feels like I'm getting dumber. I see the Chinese go to school through the summer.
Hello, welcome to Yarn. My name is Rihanna Palmer. I am your host for today's show. And my guest host is Miss Cynthia Overton. And we are talking about today about a relationship with teachers. And I'm going to give it to Ms. Overton for a minute so she can talk to you guys about herself. So here's Ms. Overton.
Hello, my name is Cynthia Overton. I am a teacher at Jackson High School. I've been teaching math at Jackson High for 10 years. I love my job, and the one thing that I love most about it is talking to students and relating them to them on a real-life basis. I am here with Rihanna. She was one of my students at Jackson High School, and we made a connection back then. And today we're going to talk about some of those things that would help foster relationships between students and teachers so that we don't have as many misunderstandings within the school.
Okay. I guess my first question would be, why can't teachers have relationships with students outside of the school? Like, why can't they be friends? And because I know a lot of people actually have good connection with their teachers in school, so why can't, if a serious problem at home is going on, why do they feel like they can't tell a teacher because they feel like they're recommended not to be friends outside of the school?
I would say, first of all, the law kind of gets in the way with some of that, where students and teachers don't want to form a close relationship because parents may be afraid that something's going to happen, like we've seen on many news networks where, you know, there's a teacher sleeping with a student or, you know, doing something that's inappropriate. So I would say that would probably be one of the reasons, but some students or some teachers don't feel comfortable enough with giving their students that information, their phone numbers, whether it's house or cell phone numbers, or even their address and allowing them to come to their house. And in some of those situations, it's because those teachers come from different backgrounds. And some of those teachers maybe didn't grow up in the same type of communities as some of our students. And so they're just paranoid that the student may do something illegally, may steal something, may, you know, do something to one of their kids. You know, so I think that's a barrier for some of the teachers. But I know that there's a lot of teachers who are in communications with students on the outside, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Twitter. I know some teachers even have school Twitter accounts where, you know, those students can contact the teacher anytime throughout the day by just replying to a tweet. Some teachers, I know, I can think of one teacher at Parkside who gives her cell phone number, her house phone number, her personal email, and all of that out to her students right there on her syllabus. So I don't think, you know, I don't think it's fair to say that students and teachers can't have a relationship outside of school, because they can, but you just have to be guided and you have to be careful that, you know, the student doesn't, the student doesn't overstep any boundaries, or the teacher doesn't do anything that could cost them their job eventually.
Well, you made some very good points, and I actually feel the same way about it, because me and you actually became really close, and we actually came to that point where we exchanged numbers, and it's nothing, how you say, out of boundary. We talk about the schooling situation and everything else, and so honestly, I understand where that part is coming from, and I guess I'm just confused, because I know a lot of kids be thinking, like, oh, my God, that teacher's so cute, whatever, whatever. And then when something do happen, it feels like it's the teacher's fault, I guess, and that kind of ruins the relationship with the students and the teachers, because once that happens, kids feel like, oh, I can't go talk to this teacher no more because I don't want the student board thinking something's going on. So they try to keep their distance from each other. And that kind of ruins a lot of relationship, and then that makes the person lose respect for that teacher, because they feel like anything that they say, they're going to still turn back around and go tell all the other teachers and just, like, ruin everything, where they have no feeling like they have that connection anymore. So I kind of understand it, but then again, it's just like, no. But I guess, why do you think kids fight with the teachers, or is it Barbisa? Like, how do you feel about that whole situation? Do you argue with your students, or how do you feel like how other teachers do? Is it always the students, or is it the teacher's fault who come in the classroom with the attitude and everything else?
I think it can be a mixture of both. I think sometimes teachers have bad days, and so we're a little easier to snap than other days. In my classroom, I will tell my students when they first walk in the door, today's not the day. And so they already know before we even start class, today's not the day where you want to pick with me or mess with me or try to pull something because I am not in that mood. And so a lot of times students, if you communicate that to them, then they respect it and then they have a better day than normal. Same thing with the students. If you don't feel good that day, I mean, I don't let students sleep in my class. So if you don't tell me that, Mrs. O, I'm having a bad day, I don't feel good, or I'm depressed, then I'm going to make sure your head is up and I'm going to make sure that you're participating in class. But if once in a blue moon you come to me and say, Mrs. Overton, I really don't feel well, I'll let you put your head down for the day. So simple communication is key to, having a better class for everyone that's involved. I also try to have no grudges or hold no grudges. So I might have a beef, or I might, you know, a student and I may have an altercation. And instead of, you know, the next day holding them to that and, you know, looking down on them and judging them, I start it off as if it never happened. So I think that's, you know, one of the most important things with teaching. If students will mess up, that's why they're kids. We're supposed to teach them how to act and how to communicate with adults, and not holding grudges is just one part of that. I think that teachers should also be consistent because some students may see a teacher doing something for one but not doing for another. But consistent and fair are two different things. So some students think that, well, if you sent me out because of this, that, and the other, then I'm expecting when Johnny does the same thing that you send him out as well. Well, that's where that communication comes into play. If that student communicated with me that, you know, he would be tardy because he had to talk to one of his other teachers, then I might deal with that student a little different than the student that comes in tardy all the time because he communicated that to me. So fear is, you know, fear is not equal. So it's not the same thing, the same person gets the same type of punishment, but fear is looking at every situation differently and then judging it accordingly. So we have to keep consistency in mind, being fair, and not holding grudges.
All right. Well, just a quick little break real quick. If anyone wants to call in and ask any questions, please call at 646-787-8151. Again, 646-787-8151. Okay, I guess another question is for Ms. Olson. Why is it hard for the teacher to understand each other? Like, what is the difference about them? Why aren't we always getting along? Why are we always having to bump heads instead of actually talking about it? We get sent out the room or just getting in trouble over the littlest things. If it's like getting up to charge the pencil, oh, get out my classroom, even though you're not supposed to do it during instruction time. But still, it makes you want to wonder, like, why is everything so different? Because we all have feelings, and some days we're not getting along because maybe we have personal things going on at home, and teachers don't understand why we're always so mad. There could be things going at home that you guys don't know about. That's why I feel like teachers and students should have a relationship to a point where, yes, it gets too out of hand, and yes, y'all need to take matters into your own hands. But if it's not out of hand, it just has that one relationship with the teacher where y'all feel like if something's going on, y'all can always sit there and just talk to them and don't feel like you're being judged for any reason, because nowadays you can't talk to our people our age. It's always the older people that actually understand what you're going through and understand how you feel.
Okay, Rihanna. So why is it hard to understand each other, and why is it hard for teachers and students to maintain that relationship? I would have to say one of the biggest things is age. You know, when you have a student who is in the high school level, anywhere from, you know, 13, 14 years old all the way up to 18 or 19 years old, you know, and then you have teachers who are twice or three times, and some teachers maybe even four times that student's age. It you know, there's been several generations from the time that teacher was that student's age. And there has been so many things that have changed in our generations, from, you know, the old school generation to the new school, where this new school generation is kind of like the now generation, the me generation, where you guys are expecting things to be delivered, you know, instantaneously. And sometimes things take a process. You know, sometimes it's not as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sometimes we have to dig in deep, and we have to understand all the things that are revolving around it. So I would say that the biggest difference probably would be age. Secondly, though, we have, you know, the different ethnicities, the different cultures, where depending on where that teacher is teaching, they may not be teaching in a place where replicated their schools that they went to. So if you're not used to being around a certain type of people, regardless of what that type of person is, I mean, we could talk about black, white, we could talk about, you know, other minorities, we could talk about the gay, lesbian, you know, that situation. We can talk about it on so many different levels. And if you're not used to being around people like that, then you're not comfortable with people like that. So as teachers, we have to be more understanding and realize that this big world of ours has a lot of different type of people in it, and we are to teach our students how to be better prepared for that world. And so we have to then put ourselves in predicaments where we kind of get outside the box and we get into different groups and different relationships that will allow us to grow instead of, you know, staying comfortable and being in one place. So I also think, you know, you mentioned the students not listening and, you know, or the student is getting up and sharpening a pencil when they shouldn't be sitting up or they shouldn't be standing up. They shouldn't be walking around when the teacher is walking. Well, most classrooms have policies and rules that the students have to follow. So if you as a student know what the rules are, and if I get on you about that or if I scold you or try to correct you, don't get mad because I'm following my policy. I'm following the thing that is on my syllabus. I'm following the same rule that's posted in the room and that all the other students already know about it. So you can't be mad at a teacher for upholding their law in their classroom. So that's almost like saying, you know, you're speeding down the street, you're going 10 miles over, and the police officer pulls you over and you're ticked off at him. How can you be ticked off when you already knew what the expectations were? And so when we think about it like that and think about, you know, what you know and what I need you to act on, you have to think about the things that are already set in place. Some students don't trust. They don't trust their teachers because I don't know you is what they'll say. So when we try to understand our students and students try to understand the teacher, trust has to be involved. And there's that whole communication piece again. If you don't have trust, if I can't talk to you, if I don't feel that you will listen to me when I do talk, then I don't want to say anything to you, and I'm going to be more apt to be rebellious. So I think it's, you know, it's hard for us to understand each other as teachers and students because of their age, students versus teachers, the different cultures, old school versus new school, upholding those policies, and trying to establish trust. I think those are the main reasons we don't understand students.
Okay, well, you made some very good points. And I guess, why do you feel that some students and teachers have great relationships but don't really feel like that they should have to do certain things for you? Like, because I know a lot of teachers have students that they trust, and they'll send them down to the teachers' cafeteria room, whatever you want to call them, and get you guys things, and then be like, oh, well, you guys can get something here. But, like, my thing is, why favor a student? Because you're showing one student all the caring and affection for this one student, and the other student, they're just looking like, oh, wow, you can tell who the teacher pet is. And, like, sometimes I feel like that's not fair to certain people because it's like you're playing around choosing favorites. And so when the other person that you're favoring feels like, oh, yes, Ms. Overton likes me the best, blah, blah, blah. But then you have this one little person who's over here like, oh, my teacher doesn't like me. Like, what do I do to change it? So they try to do better in school, but sometimes the teacher still doesn't recognize it because they're so obsessed with the person that's always done good in their classroom and doing what they ask them to. It just feel like you wouldn't think that you would have more respect towards everybody instead of just that one student who's always doing what they're supposed to be. Because I know a lot of kids who come in there with their attitudes and everything. So, you know, it's really hard. So what are your opinions on it?
Well,
you know what, it's kind of funny that you say that some teachers or some students feel that other students are shown more favoritism. In the beginning of the school year, my students and I, we came up with norms for our class. And for those of you who don't know, norms are just the normal things that you do in class, the policies, the rules, it's just a different way of saying the things that we do in our class are blah, 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 blah. So one of the norms that my students came up with, because they came up with norms for me, a teacher will do this, this, and this, and we all came up with things for them, norms for them. So the students would do this, this, and this. Well, one of the norms for me to implement is to get to know everyone. So there were a lot of teachers or a lot of students who said that they think that that's very important in our class. And so I try to get to know everyone, but like you said, I might send someone to do an errand, and I might pick that same person to do an errand time in and time out. I try to find different ways to show my little favoritism, and I try to make sure that I spread it out throughout the class. So one person may be my errand boy or girl. Another person, I will allow them to pass out papers. I don't know why, but they love to do that. So they'll pass out papers. Another student, maybe I noticed that they did something great, and so I'll give them a free homework pass where it would get them out of a homework if they couldn't do it that night or whatever. Another student, it might be, okay, you get to write on the board. Another student, it might be me praising them in class, saying how good of a job they did. Another student might be, I might call their parents and give them a good report. And so, you know, yes, I might only have one person doing this, but when I look at the whole class, I'm doing different things for individual students. And I think that shows students that, you know, there is no favoritism, or the favoritism is to all of us, not just to one of us. Even those students who give me a problem in class and where I have to constantly scold them and get on them and get them back on track, or I always try to find something, you know, soon after I get on them to praise them or to make them feel good about themselves. So, you know, sometimes other students don't even know what other students get. So it might look like he or she is getting all the attention, but I might slip a little post-it note and say, hey, I really like your hair today, you know, or I might make that phone call home, and you don't even know that you got the phone call until you get home and your mom said, hey, your teacher called me, and they called for a good report. So sometimes we always think about everybody else's business where we can't even concentrate on our own business, and so that's one thing that I relate to my students all the time. Stop worrying about everybody else, because then you can't stay focused on yourself, and that's what matters.
Yep, sure do. All right, everybody, we have 6 minutes and 31 seconds left to the radio show. If you guys have any questions, please call at 646-787-8151. And your host will be Rayana Palmer. And I actually have a caller right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I have a question for the teacher.
Okay, well, here is Ms. Overton.
Hello, caller.
Hello, my name is Alex, and I have a relationship with my teacher, and she helps me out in class and everything, but sometimes I feel like the other kids are picking on me because of it, and what should I do about that?
Well, Alex, I would say that there's always going to be someone in the world that's going to try to throw you off of your A game. There's always going to be someone that is to mess you up, to pull you behind, to make fun of you, to, you know, do everything they can so you're not successful. So you almost have to have a self-talk with yourself, Alex, and say, self, I can't worry about what everybody else thinks. I need to worry about what I need for me to be successful.
because when it comes to that exam at the end of the year, those other students are not going to be helping you out. When it comes to that exam at the end of the year, the only thing that's going to help you out is that time that you spent with that teacher to get the extra help that you needed. Now, I know, Alex, that that doesn't always work. I know that sometimes, you know, you get frustrated and you just want to snap at a classmate. I'm going to ask that you don't do that. I'm going to ask that you first make sure that the teacher is aware that people are making fun of you. I know in my class, I definitely handle bullying as a real issue. I don't allow students to make fun of other students for any reason. And one of the ways that I kind of foster that throughout my classroom is I will show someone's paper every day for our journal exercise, and I will just go around the classroom and pull up somebody's paper, it doesn't matter who it is, and I will show their answer on the document camera. And sometimes they get it right, but most of the time they don't. And so I try to remind them that every single body in this room is in here for the same reason, and we're in here to learn. And everyone in here will be making a mistake, and I will be making mistakes as well at times. And so when teachers have those relationships with the students and they have those conversations with the students, it allows for a place and a way for students to feel comfortable because they know that everybody else will be put on the hot spot. Everyone else will be wrong at some point in time. So I would encourage students, don't give up. Keep getting that extra help because you need it. And for teachers, have that conversation with your class and don't allow bullying in your classroom.
I really appreciate your answer. I will try to work on that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.
Hi, caller 517-470-989. Do you have a question to ask? Alrighty. Well, we have 2 minutes and 32 seconds left to our show today. And again, you are listening to Yarn. And I guess, does anybody here have any questions for Ms. Overton? Ms. Overton, I want to thank you again personally. Thank you for being our first guest ever on Yarn. And you did an amazing job today, and I'm very proud to call you my old teacher and a very good friend of mine as well. And I really hope you had a good time and you start listening in to us every from Monday through Thursday from 3 p.m. to 3:30 because we really do care about your guys' thoughts and needs. And I hope you have a wonderful day, and we will see each other soon. Thank you for watching Yarn, listening to Yarn.
Hakeem, J. Jers, Dream Team, Big Chip. Lyrically gifted, I keep your mind twisted. Spoken word poetry, I keep your heart lifted. Universal bound, I travel across the stars, landed on Earth. I travel that far, back in existence. Since my time of birth, my soul is timeless. I know my true worth. Open up a book, I really endure. Take it off the shelf, study some more. Summonize the facts, kick it on the track. Vibrate wisdom, count it to a stack. Lesson out learned, you got money to burn. Take it to the bank, it's the wealth you earn. Treat it to the poor and it's living your soul. Strive in life if you want much more. Push down the end, pick up the pen. Free from the pen, 5 plus 10.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars from the plans of the king. We could conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far. United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars from the plans of the king. We could conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far.
My third eye
eyes awoken. I see the skies open. Knowledge of self, encourage words of hope. Youngin' in the game, but the world's so explosive. And I don't watch TV, the mess is so corrosive. Exit to the brain feels like I'm getting dumber. I see the Chinese go to school through the summer. Always think about his money, boy, flossing in the Hummer. And ride around with cash, trying to be the top gunner. Growing up broke, no daddy in sight. And mom complaining how the man ain't treating her right. Education be a ticket to take flight. Brother Malcolm told us before, all we gotta do is fight. If you wanna take back what we had from the start, you wanna take dedication in a warrior's heart. Obama set the mark, and now we got a new standard. I'm hoping that this should've just spread like cancer.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars. From the land of the king, we could conquer all. But without education, we ain't going that far. United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars. From the land of the king, we could conquer all. But without education, we ain't going that far.
Marcus Garvey said, united we stand. United we are the force, the unmovable block that travels across the universe. We are the unmovable force that represents the unified divine motion of musical talent. I see you out there. I see you out there striving and struggling.